Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just rolling along on a Monday morning. 67 degrees in the out-of-doors, headed towards a high of 75 today. My goodness.
Finally.
A little rain tomorrow, and then beautiful the rest of the week. Going to broach 80, it sounds like, before the week is out.
79 crazy. Thursday, 79 Friday. All I see is a picture of the sun on my weather app. That's good. That's good.
No, that's pretty good.
Good sign.
Yep. Sharks rallied a little bit and got 2 out of 3, didn't they?
They did. Won the final game of the series on Saturday morning to take 2 out of 3, kind of inch further away from the basement. You know, USF down there at the bottom, they were idle, and it was basically a loser-leaves-town matchup between them and UCF, you know, for 7th. So now Wichita State got a little breathing room. To that, good segue, Bruce. Jordan Boyer, Shocker shortstop, will be on the show tomorrow. One of the four seniors. Yeah, so we'll talk to Jordan.
Yeah, he's that's nice.
Up among the Americans leaders in batting average this year. Him and Luke Ritter kind of going neck and neck for second and third for most of the year in the American in batting average. So both those guys saving their best for last. So we'll have Jordan Boyer on the show tomorrow at 9:25. So we'll look forward to that.
It was good to see that. All right, let's get to it on this day in history. It is April 22nd. It's brought to you each and every day is OTD. By our friends from Superior Rents. Superior Rents at 21st in Ridge. Make it happen at Superior Rents. All right, Shane, what happened on April 22nd in the world of sports?
1914, it was Babe Ruth's first professional game as a pitcher. A six-hit shutout. Won 6-0, of course.
Okay, move along.
Also on this day, I get it. Yankee thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's...
wait till 1959. Seriously. 1954, the NBA adopts a 24-second shot clock and a 16 foul rule.
Isn't it amazing that that has been part of the NBA for that long? How forward-thinking was the NBA with the 24-second clock?
And
really?
And unchanged since then.
Yes. It's remarkable.
65-year rule that's still going strong.
That's incredible to me.
The Kansas City Athletics played their first game on this day in 1955. They beat the Tigers 6-2. I'll skip the 1959 Whitey Ford one for you.
Thank you.
He didn't do anything against the Red Sox, but I'll skip it for you. We'll go to...
we don't need more Yankees glorification.
All right. Same day, same year, 1959. White Sox 20, Kansas City 6. In one inning... Chicago got 11 runs on one hit, 10 walks, and 3 errors.
God, so what does that look like in a major league game? I have seen 9 in one inning.
But with one hit?
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah.
Absolutely, no.
11
now
runs, one
incredible.
Hit, 3 errors, 10 walks. Good job, Athletics. That was Kansas Athletics.
Oh, my Lord.
On a better note, on this day in 1970, New York Met Tom Seaver strikes out the last 10 Padres that he faced for a total of 19.
That's cool.
And in that same game, his catcher, of course, set a record for putouts by a catcher with 20. That was Jerry Grody, who was his catcher. And Seaver struck out 19.
Well, you don't see many guys that have that much gas at the back end, even of a complete game. Even if they've economically thrown 105 or three or whatever pitches.
It's one thing to strike out the first 10, but he struck out the last 10.
That is really saying something, man. That's Randy Johnson-esque type of stuff, right?
Tom, terrific.
Yep, he was great.
Fernando Mania was alive and well in 1981. Fernando Valenzuela tossed his third shutout in four starts on this day in 81. Rookie
there was Fernando Mania, man. That dude took the game by storm.
Well, this turned out to be a good OTD. Let's see. Jeff George out of the University of Illinois was the first pick by the Indianapolis Colts. Frank Thomas was the first White Sox to homer at New Comiskey, 1991.
Wow.
Seattle Mariner Chris Bosio no-hit the Red Sox on this day in 1993. Did Chris Bosio ever play for the Red Sox?
I don't think he did.
Did he?
Maybe he did, actually.
He bounced around a little bit, but...
yeah, he did. You're right.
Yeah, most famously for the Mariners. Kijana Carter was the first pick in the NFL draft on this day in 1995 by the Bengals. Infamous. Sam Bradford by the Rams on this day in 2010. Kind of infamously. Although he did okay. Did better than Kijana Carter did.
Pitched with the Brewers and the Mariners both from 1986 to 1996. Was part of a World Series champion as a coach. Did pitch that no-hitter April 22nd, 1993.
Chris Bosio for you, if you need him.
No Red Sox.
Born on this day. Happy birthday. Jeff Hostetler. Giant quarterback is 58. Also 58, former Blue Jay, Yankee, and Oriole, Jimmy Key. Crafty left-hander. Born on this day in Huntsville, Alabama.
Wow.
Former Chief running back Harvey Williams, also former Raider, former LSU Tiger. He's 52. Bimbo Coles.
Oh, my God.
51.
Great name.
Also,
good player, too.
Speaking of great names, Zarly Zalapsky, former defenseman for the Flames, is 51. He was a part of a Twitter question once upon a time. Best hockey name. Can't remember.
Zarly Zalapsky.
I can't remember if Zarly won
solid,
that one or not.
Man.
Yeah,
that is tremendous.
All right, and on this day in 2000, Karl Malone became the oldest NBA player to score 50 points in a game. He was 36 when he did it in Game 1 of the first round against Seattle. Some kind of sad news on this day in 2004, Pat Tillman died in Afghanistan by friendly fire on this day in 2004, former Arizona Cardinals football player, U.S. Army Ranger, played at Arizona State.
Shane, you know, the passing of time is amazing, and we talk about it all the time here in one way or the other. Not all the time, but we've mentioned it a lot over the years.
Mm-hmm.
It was stunning to me that yesterday was the third anniversary of Prince's death.
No kidding. Stuff like that.
I couldn't believe it. I was like,
talk about
what?
Time getting away. Yeah.
Yes. 3 years ago yesterday, Prince died.
Man. Doesn't seem like that.
Good Lord.
Also born on this day, happy birthday to Ken Dorsey, former Miami Hurricane quarterback. And Money Lynch, Marshawn Lynch, is only, is this right? He's only 33, but he's already flirted with retirement once and seems
well,
like he's closer to the
times.
End. But yeah, right?
Yeah. So, but doing good things in Oakland. Back in his hometown.
Speaking of Oakland, John Gruden and Mike Mayock sent everybody home for the draft because they don't trust any of their scouts.
it just keeps getting better.
It really does.
It just keeps getting better. And I get to go back out to the black hole to open the season again, I think, on a Thursday night.
You'll love it.
Oh, my God, that place. Well, at least it won't be during the rainy season. The last three times I've been there, it's been pouring, and that's not a place you want to be when it's raining, trust me. All right, final thoughts in a moment.
every Twin Peaks you'll find.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.